Greetings this morning in the name of Jesus. Jesus, the one who died for us, the one who shed his precious blood there on a cross that we might live. And he has been so good to us. And in spite of calamities that befall us, in spite of anything that might befall us, Jesus is good. God is good. God is wonderful. God is awesome. And even, let's say it this way. Even in our calamities, even God has brought to me in 2016, he has brought a stroke to me on July the 10th of 2016, and has forever changed my life. I was paralyzed, totally paralyzed on the left side, could not move my hands, could not move my legs, and today, after much perseverance and after much therapy, I am able to walk with a cane, and God is still, and I'm still pressing forward, I'm still doing therapy, and I'm still gaining new movements in my arms and hands almost daily. So I can testify that God is good in spite of allowing calamities to befall me. And in spite of changing my life so drastically, God is good. God is very good. And but today, this week, I thought I would look at some reflections from the past and some goals for the new year, or challenge you with reflecting over the past year and how can you do things? How can we do things better this year? How can we bring more glory and more honor to God? You know, we don't know what God is going to bring our way, but we do know that we can have a determination to serve God and to fulfill his goals for us. So I just challenge you to set goals for 2017 and consider your life. I don't know, are you a teenager or are you an older person, but you know, life is short. I'm 69 years old, and I have, I look back, and it's so good to be able to look back, to reflect over our years. And, but I look back at my school years, and I think, wow, it sure hasn't been long. You know, I used to look at older people, and I say, wow, they're old people. And it's a long time till I get that old. But it was so short. 69 years, it's very short. It's very short. It's just been a very short time that I got married, and now we have 7 children, and our 7 children went to serve the Lord. It's such a blessing to be able to get together with our children and our grandchildren. And like last night, we were together with some of them, and what a blessing it is to be able to just have our children and grandchildren around us and to consider them what a blessing they are, and consider that they can be an extension of us to bring forth, if we train our children right and our grandchildren, influence them right, then they can also be an extension of our goals and visions, and they can preach the gospel to the lost, dying world. So that's really the goal. That's really what should be our goal, is to how can I be influential to more people this year in reaching them with the gospel? What can I do? What can I do to reach my neighbor across the street or across the backyard? How can I influence him? Or how have I influenced him in the last year? Have I influenced him for the good or for evil? Have I shared the gospel message with him? So let's look forward to the new year with a new vision, new goal, new desires to serve the Lord Jesus and to be more faithful in reaching out with the gospel. Oh, I was going to read a quote or something that happened to me in since my stroke, and so bear with me until I find that. Here we go. Okay, here. I wrote this on October 28th. Upon my bed at 2 a.m. on Friday, October 28, 2016, minute by minute, I struggled. This is too hard. Maybe I could even say hour by hour, because I know I struggled a long time that night. I cried. I wept before the Lord. I said, Lord, this is too hard. I can't do this. No, it is too hard to live the rest of my life with the damages done by the stroke on July the 10th. I just can't do it. Excuse me. But finally, after hours of intense struggle, I started to meditate on what Jesus suffered for me. And I realized how little I am suffering in comparison to what he did for me. Excuse me. And as I meditated upon the goodness of God and upon the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for me, then finally the Lord prevailed. And I said, yes, Lord, with your help, I will. I finally acknowledged that I will. If it's his will that I lived the rest of my life with paralyzed limbs, you know, I can do that for his glory. And so here I am today. Yes, I'm still paralyzed in some ways, but I'm not near as bound up and paralyzed as I was. But I finally said, yes, Lord, with your help, I will. And then there was great peace. I can say that I just give glory and honor and praise to God. You know, whatever he brings into my life, I want to accept that and give glory to God. He is a good God, regardless of what he brings upon me. And so let us reach forward. Let us trust God. Because God is good. God is faithful. All right. Well, thanks for listening. God bless you. And come back again tomorrow for another session. I trust it'll be a blessing to you. You have a great day. Oh, my phone number, in case you want to call me, 717-656-9576. Thank you. Blessed be the name of Jesus.